Hi there, I'm Alana Cassidy. Welcome to my podcast about concept art in Scotland. This podcast will give you an idea about concept art, how it started, and I will be talking to experts in the field and gaining stories about concept art from them. Welcome to my podcast. For as long as I can remember, I've been drawing and creating conceptual art, which is a form of illustration used to convey ideas in video games, film and animation, or comic books. Always creating characters, it was my greatest enjoyment as I didn't have much, only crayons and paper as a child. Nowadays, concept art is created on computers with creative software and traditional means. It's really only a matter of preference. With the correct software and computing equipment, there is no limitation of what you can create digitally. For as long as people can hold pencils and paper, they have drawn great creations. The first example of concept art in history was first found in reference to Disney as early as the 1930s. It may have streamed even further back from the automotive designing for car concepts. Concept art is about a concept, idea, character, environment, and mood. It all reflects on what that person wants to convey. In technological advances of recent times, the concept art community has embraced the uses of digital technology and the graphic software for digital painting. It's easily become more available as its popularity boomed, and with the uses of graphic tablets allowed people who have never drawn before to gain a newfound pastime leisure, which leads people to start experimenting with traditional media, giving life into new, more modern ideas. My first speaker will be Sarah Louise Hunt. She is a popular artist on DeviantArt and is currently working within the graphic design industry, so her experience is valuable and gives light to what students in digital media have to work towards.
Hi, I'm Sarah. I'm a 21-year-old graduate professional graphic designer who works both for a local company and freelance, doing various different jobs, mostly graphic design. I find the freelancing aspect to be a lot different and more challenging than the professional sort of atmosphere that you get from working in a workplace. Because when you work in a workplace, people watch your work. They're able to see it progressing and that sort of thing, put in that sort of thing as things progress. Whereas your freelance, you need to have a very clear brief from the start and or have a client that's willing to make changes and allow you the time to make the changes and that sort of thing and have an understanding of what you're doing. Whereas you don't really get that. The client never seems to understand what you're doing, and so there's expectations for the final product and you're gonna have to try be a mind reader. I honestly couldn't tell you when I started. Probably the only thing I've ever been good at, so I've kind of always stuck with it, like from early primary school years. It was always what I did, even probably before primary school. Definitely in my early years with like shows like Art Attack and that, obviously, it probably have a great effect on most people in the UK. I've probably been learning to draw for probably as long as I've been starting to draw. Shows like Art Attack and Bob Ross's TV show had a great effect on my willingness to learn. So pretty much my goal was always art school, because like I said, it's the only thing I'm good at, so yeah, just continually striving to be better.
Next up, I decided to record popular internet artists on DeviantArt. So I decided to have a chat with Olivia, aka Stick Figure Queen, who is working as a freelancing illustrator and character designer. She is well known among artists. She offers artist commissions and advice.
My name is Olivia, I'm 22, I'm a freelance artist and I work off DeviantArt. My DeviantArt profile is Stick Figure Queen. At the beginning, it's definitely tricky. The biggest difficulty is getting yourself out there, getting yourself known. Like, the best thing you can do is literally just get involved with everything, competitions. I did like art GCSEs and A-level pretty much most of my life. I think I really started learning at A-level. I think I was maybe 15, 16. I started going to life drawing classes and actually looking at what I was doing instead of just like doodling whatever I wanted. Oh, definitely. I love concept art. It's just so much fun. You can just be walking through town or sat on the bus and then suddenly you have an idea and boom, doodle it. It's concept art. You never know where it'll take you. Most inspiring music, probably. Like, get some big movie soundtrack, some epic Hans Zimmer or something, and just sit there listening to it while you're doodling. Everything always turns out so much better. Where would I direct them? Some art community. There's a lot of websites out there, but there's a lot of people that can support you.
DeviantArt offers a great array of popular artists to show off their talent, learn, and offer advice to each other. I believe that with hard work and dedication that even beginner artists can become great artists if they aim high enough. Thank you for listening to my podcast. Next time on my podcast, Concept Art.
Oh, friend.